Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to DRB Media's Devon Dragon Radio, brought to you by Trident Press and the Lexicon Academy. If you're looking to find out, are you happy or raise your happiness level or build your wealth, come join our wealth building courses that are getting ready to take place in just a few weeks. Let's welcome our guest today, Mr. Chad Nedlin. Welcome.
Hey. How you doing?
And you're actually wearing one of the Lexicon of shirts today.
Yes. This is so, rule your reality, which is awesome because somebody asked me the other day, you know, do you just go through life or do you grow through life? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I rule my reality. I make all the choices in my life. I decide my outcomes. And he was like, wow, wasn't expecting all that.
Okay, I know you're a wonderful speaker.
Okay.
I think you're an author. But what actually do you do? Besides
I am a public speaking coach. I specialize in helping people sell from the stage and transform the belief of their audience. I partner that with it being a business strategist here online. So I do a lot of coaching and I help people literally just identify. You got 900 things going on in your life and in your business. Let's take a deep dive. Let's pull out all of the sand in the gears. Stop doing all the tasks that don't work and help them to get to their goals much more efficiently and much more effectively as they move forward.
Now, I know your story because I got to be at the wonderful Penthouse Mastermind with you while you spoke. Thanks to Mr. Jim Lutz. But how did you get into doing what you do?
Necessity. Now, how did I get into doing what I do, or how did I end up in the position where I needed to do it? That's a better.
Let's go with the how did you get to the position where you needed to go?
Okay. After I got out of the military. Actually, after I got out of high school, I married my first sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And we had vastly different views of what a marriage should be. We'll just leave it at that. I was in the military. I went right into the military. And we had different views on what that should be. And when I got out of the military, both my military career and the marriage was over. And I needed to do something because there was a whole lot of lies spread about me while I was still stationed in another state. Wasn't really accepted around family and friends because they chose to believe what wasn't true. It was a hard, rough place in my life. So I went and I joined my brother. He was the one person that pretty much said, I'll accept you the way you are, just who you are. He still believed everything else, but didn't care. And he was kind of the black sheep. So it led to a lot of bad choices, a lot of very terrible life decisions, led me into addiction. And I wasn't the addict who crawled up in a room somewhere and just hid. We mm-hmm. were very active. That became a business for us. We were very successful in our business, but that brought with it a lot of negative into the life as well. Mm-hmm. Long story short, one day I got up and I walked to California because that's what I foolishly had told my brother I was going to do the night before while we were stoned.
And you're a man of integrity. So you do what you say.
That's right. And that's exactly what I did. I woke up in the morning and I was like, man, what am I going to do? And I remembered my grandpa's words, and his words were, a man, they can take everything from you, but they can't take your word. If you ain't got your word, you ain't got nothing. And I thought to myself, I said, well, my word is the only thing I have left at this point. And so I started walking. We were in Minneapolis at the time, and I headed towards California. And it took me a long time to get there. Took over 3.5 months to get to California. I learned a lot of life lessons along the way. But one of the things that I always loved is I love numbers, and I love business, and I love people. I just love people. Even when I was hating the world, I still loved people. And it was a really weird place for me because I hated everything that their relationships represented in the world, because mm-hmm. it was everything that I saw that I couldn't have at that point. But I still had a love for people, which was crazy. I made it out to California, and there was a couple very pivotal moments. There was a homeless gentleman who happened to catch me eating a half-eaten Snickers bar on a sidewalk. And he came up and he gave me everything that he had in change. Because he said, you ain't got to do that. You ain't got to live like that. Well, he didn't realize it, but I still had money in my pocket, you know, from just working along the way. Mm-hmm. But it showed me the value is what we give to someone has nothing to do with the amount of what we give. The value of what is received is based on the person who receives it. I mean, I could walk up and give you $100,000, but if you're making $10 million a year, it's not a real big gift. It's just $100,000. But if I walk up and I give $5 to somebody who's homeless, that's a blessing from heaven. So it got me to start understanding, you know, what are the differences between what I thought was important in the world and what's really important. And I started to realize that everybody is striving and seeking after money. But what is money? Money is just a way of measuring value. And the only thing people are trying to do is actually gain value. So how do we get value? We exchange value. And I started to realize that most everything in life was a business transaction from that perspective. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's not good relationships and friendships and, you know, love and all that. But it was like there's a transaction that happens with every single thing that we do. And I felt a real calling to actually work with those that were homeless for about 7 years. So I took on 7 years of intentional homelessness because I realized the one thing of value that every single one of them had lost, I should say, was hope. They had lost hope. A situation, a circumstance landed them in the position of homelessness, but they were still homeless because they had lost hope of anything better. So I figured, what greater way for me to serve? I lost everything. I had no family in my mind. I had no family. I had no friends. I had nobody who cared about me. I was completely alone in the world. And the only way for me to receive anything back of value in my own life was to give what I had. And I had hope every morning of taking the next step, doing the next thing. So I started spreading that hope, and I learned about the currency of the homelessness, and that's respect. It's not a credit card, but it works just like credit. They give you just enough. And if you use it wisely and you honor it, that respect grows, that street credit grows. Mm-hmm. If you screw it up, just like a credit card, you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to fix it. And it always follows faster than you do, no matter where you go. So I started to understand everything was about business and exchange. And I started putting these things together, the lessons that I learned, and I put those together and realized, wow, this is actually just life. And life is work. Life is business. Life is relationships. Life is connection. And I started thinking about all of the things that I wanted to do, things that I wanted to accomplish. And I started writing out a list. And I know I shared this at the mastermind with Jim Lutz, but mm-hmm. what I loved was when I made this list and I looked back and I thought, you know, I'm going to have to live a lifetime to accomplish this list. And it wasn't too long that not only had I accomplished everything on the list, but I had accomplished 3 times what was on that list. And I just kept adding to it of the things that I wanted to accomplish and do and see in life. And I realized that life was limitless. Literally, there's nothing that we cannot attain if we decide upon that thing and then figure out the path to get there and just only focus on the tasks that will get us our outcome. I learned when I was in the military, you know, you gotta have three things that you have to have if you're going to get somewhere. Do you know what they are?
Integrity is one of them.
Nope. What are they? Need that. You need to know where you are. You need to know where you're going, and you need to figure out everything in between. That's all you have to do. You have to have a start point and an end point. And then you figure out how to traverse that distance. You can do that without integrity. In business, I know a lot of millionaires in business who have no integrity, but they're always on a shaky foundation. And I know some that are in that seven-figure club also that have nothing but integrity. And when the world shakes and the storms blow and everything falls apart, they just smile and be like, this is going to be so good. Because they know that I'm going to be congruent and integral with the way that I respond to this situation. And it's always going to work out right. And that's one of the things that I love about the integrity is integrity is literally it's a holding together, an inability to break apart. It's integral. It's connected. So when you're living in life outside of integrity, everything could be stacked next to each other. But I want you to just imagine, those of you who are listening, imagine a brick house built, right? But all of the bricks are stacked in rows next to each other. Wouldn't take but a single person to walk up and just knock over a portion of the wall.
Right.
But I mean, when you cross hatch them, everything's connected and it literally holds your life together. And so when we live with integrity, when we say we're going to do something, we do it. I don't do what I say so that other people believe me. I don't do what I say so that other people will trust me. I do what I say so that I will trust me. Because when
you have
I
to trust
me. Yep, go ahead.
You have to trust yourself, because if you can't trust yourself, no one will either.
Exactly.
If you can't look at yourself in the mirror, how can other people trust that you're the person that you're trying to look at?
Yep. And I love the concept that people always like, fake it till you make it. No. Don't fake it till you make it. Acknowledge where you are, but instead act upon it as if it was. So don't fake that you're a seven-figure earner, but do what a seven-figure earner would do. If you want to make seven figures, then do what they do. What got you to $1,000 a month won't get you to $10,000 a month. And what you're doing at $10,000 a month, you can't just do more of it to make it to 100,000. You have to change and be congruent. You have to be aligned with what you want. You have to walk that life out. I went from struggling to make a couple hundred dollars a month.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I brought myself back online again. I did it for years. I stepped off for a while, ran a bunch of offline businesses, and I stepped back on and I'm like, wow, everything changed. Go figure. You know, you step away from the internet. I mean, step away from Facebook and it changes 2 days later.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm sitting here. I can't send a message on my phone right now on Messenger and then go back and respond to somebody on my desktop because they said, well, use your passcode to sync up the devices. Well, since when did we ever need to do that? I set up the passcode. I use the exact same code. Still won't sync because they decided to change something. Well, same thing in the online world, right? Everything online changes so super fast. You're either moving with it or you got out of the water and now you're afraid because somebody opened the floodgate. Water is moving way too fast. Well, I got back on and I was struggling to make a couple $100 a month. And then I decided one day, I looked at my wife and I looked at her and I said, honey, I am a $16,000 coach. And she looked at me and she smiled and she says, well, what do you want for supper? She knew the moment I said that that's what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. It was just a few days later. The story is great. So I'm just going to tell the story, right? I had met some people. This is the greatest part. Pay attention, y'all. This is how you let things happen amazing in your life. Random person from Australia reached out, sent me a message. Sounded like he was having a bad day. So instead of being the normal person who either ignores or just types a quick something, I did what Chad does. I hit the voice note. Hey, how you doing, Ryan? I sounds like you're having a really rough day. I just wanted to let you know if you need to reach out and just hear, you know, an outside person, just somebody to vent on or just talk to or even just sit with you, man, just let me know. And I sent it. I mean, what's the harm in just being there for a stranger, right?
Right.
Two conversations later, we're actually having a conversation face to face on the messenger. And he's like, hey, I've got a summit coming up. I'd love for you to join. I was like, cool. He's like, yep, I'm hosting it. I'm gathering a bunch of speakers. You should be there. And I was like, sure. Shoot me the link. I'll be there. And he goes, okay. He just laughs. He goes, I got to go. Well, wouldn't you know it? I hopped on that link on the right day at the right time. And I found out that I just showed up for a women's empowerment summit, a bunch of female speakers talking about women empowerment. And I look around in the Zoom room. There's a bunch of women there. There's like 12 speakers, all women, real powerhouses in what they do. And then there's Ryan and me. He sends me a direct message. He goes, thanks. I really didn't want to be alone in this one. And Here's how you win over a room. For all you guys out there, this is how you win over a room full of women. When they say, are there any questions? Don't clam up because you're the only guy in the room. Ask something that's important. But not just to you, but to everybody in that room. And I said, yeah, I got a question. And they called on me and they let me come on. And I says, yeah. I says, I got one question. I says, I don't know if anybody else deals with this, but about once a month or so, my wife's mood completely shifts. Everything about how she interacts changes. I just want to get some insight from you ladies. What can I do so that my wife feels loved during those times? It was funny. It was like I watched the entire room just go, and they all fell in love with me. It was easy. Why? Mm-hmm. Because show up and genuinely care about the people that you're talking to. Well, this is a resource. It may not be what most people would say would be a good fit for a guy like me, because I'm a guy's guy, you know? But when it comes down to it, if you're put in a situation, there is something of value that every room can give you. But think about, what can I get here that I can get nowhere else? Because that's the one piece that will change everything in your life. What that question did for me, gave me about 15 things that I could do that answered that question. I implemented and it helped. Didn't make it perfect, but we're still married over a decade later. So it worked. But here's the magic. I got connected with a couple of the speakers in that room. What are those speakers? Just days after I told my wife I was a $16,000 coach, I just made that decision. One of those speakers reached out, hadn't talked to me in probably 9-10 months. And she says, hey, I've got this paid program. I brought in speakers to cover a couple areas. It's tomorrow. One of my trainers canceled. Can you come? And I said, yeah, absolutely. She goes, are you sure? Absolutely. No problem. What do you want me to speak on? She goes, I don't care. I just have this slot. I committed to them that I would have a trainer come in and do what you do best. And I said, no problem. She goes, well, how much do you charge? What's your speaker fee? I says, I don't have one. She goes, well, what do you charge then? She thought I just didn't have a set speaker fee. Mm-hmm. She goes, I know it's last minute. I apologize. You know, so like, what do I need to pay you? And I says, nothing. I says, friends support friends. I says, colleagues support colleagues. If there's anything I can do to serve you, I'll serve you. I'm about 15 minutes into a 45-minute presentation the next day. Mm-hmm. Now, there's this other gal. She raises her hand, obviously has no concept of internet etiquette at all. I'm teaching. She raises her hand, which I love because I love an engaged audience, right? She goes, and I says, yeah, you got a question? She goes, yeah, how can I just work with you directly instead of this whole group setting? In the middle of a paid program for somebody else, she raises her hand and says, how can I just work with you instead? And I said, this was my response. I said, if you have any questions, go ahead, ask the person who was running the program. I says, if they can't answer them, have them reach out to me. We'll see if we can't get that answer for you. And if that just doesn't work, have them connect us in a three-way. Mm-hmm. And then, but you know, go to them. That's, you're in their group, their container, their portal.
That's etiquette.
So she did. And immediately after the call was over, you know what happened. My messenger pops in. Boom. So what's it look like to work with you? And I said, well, it first starts with a conversation with, and I sent her back to the other person. I says, you go ask her. If she's cool with that, have her send me a message that says you've talked to her, because the one thing I won't do is come into someone else's room in their space and poach customers. It's right. Just not. It's not an integrity with the way that I do business. And she says, okay. She says, that just makes me want to work with you even more. And I said, well, then you better go have that conversation. The day after that, we signed a $16,000 contract.
And that's how you let things happen.
That's how you let things happen. Now, the key is, in every opportunity, understand that there is value, but you don't need to know what it is. You need to allow the value to reveal itself.
Oh, I have someone that needs to hear that right now.
Right?
Right. I know there's someone that needs to hear that right now, because I'm talking to them before this, and I'm trying to get them to what you just said.
Well, if you can't help them, go ahead and introduce them in a three-way. I'm really good at helping people do things like that. But that's what I mean by sometimes it's just the decision to show up in life and say, what value is there in just being here? And then you look and you see, what do I see here that I can get anywhere else? If you can find it anywhere else, that's not what you're there for. Look for the opportunity. One thing I learned when I was down in Key West, I was homeless when I got down there. I was one of the lead bartenders by the time I left. But when I was down there, I noticed every morning I would watch the homeless people sitting there so wrapped up in their life, moping as they'd come out of the alleyway or out from underneath the cardboard box or shifting out from behind the dumpster to go out and start spanging all the tourists. And I'd watch them, and they were just zoned out all the time as they would get up in the morning because they were tired, they're hungry, they were cold. Mm-hmm. Now, the funny thing is I had a routine. I got up every morning before anybody else did, right? Mm-hmm. And I would immediately go right down to the main promenade, and I would walk the parking lot behind every bar. Now, there's a couple hundred bars on Duval Street. But I would walk behind every one of them because they just lined both sides of Duval. So I'd go down one side behind all the bars, and I'd go down behind the other one. Man, I'd clear 50, 60 bucks before breakfast. Because all I did was watch the parking lot. I'd pay attention to my surroundings, but I'd always just glance down and I'd watch the parking lot. There'd mm-hmm. be a quarter. There'd be a nickel. There'd be a $100 bill. There'd be a $5 bill. You had two fives, a wadded up, crumpled up stack of bills, because people would get absolutely trashed because the bars were open till 4 a.m. and they drop money all day long. So I was aware everything that I need is all around me. All I have to do is pay attention and look where nobody else is looking.
Well, we're almost out of time, and I know that people would love to hear more about what you're doing. So how can I connect with you?
Easiest way to connect with me is just to either do one of two things. I'm a weird guy. I love to just go ahead and talk to me on an email if you want. My name, Chad Nedland at Yahoo. If you can't remember that, write it down. The second way to do it is just look me up on Facebook. That's where I spend most of my time because I love hanging out in community with the people that I serve. We are going to put a link over in the show notes. There is a really cool resource that I want to share with you guys. If you follow this process, which is super easy, click, 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 easy, you guys will be able to move forward at least 10 times faster towards your goals. And I guarantee it'll change your life within 30 days. And that's not a huge claim. It's a promise. If you dedicate yourself to doing it, it will work. We're going to drop that in the show notes if Melissa says it's okay.
Oh, I love giving away things. So it's always wonderful to put links in the show notes so they can do things, so they can benefit their lives, because this is what the show is all about, is empowering you to build your wealth, build your happiness, and change your surroundings.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what I want people to do. Make the better life. There's beauty and there's grace in all of us. There's greatness hidden within each one of us. And it's our responsibility, our obligation in life to release that into the world.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. And
thank
our
you.
Music segment that is following the show is brought to you by the Lexicon Academy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.